for the Mishnah, the last 10 lines. We learned the Mishnah and Yudav based on the bottom, where there's a machlokes b'sham and b'tila regarding the pshat and the chumash, b'sham to hold from that one. What position should a person be when he recites to the Tila? Say it doesn't matter. He can be Talmidei, he can be yeshiva, he can be reclining, he can be walking, it really doesn't matter. And b'sham yamakbet, that's why Erev Kol Adam Yanta v'yikra, by Kriyas Mashalaylo, he has to be in a reclining position, and by Boikir, he has to stand up. Look, what if a person, so how do we pass on our halacha and mice? We pass on like the silos. In all the machlokes and the gashas, between the shaman and the silos, we always pass on like the silos with a few exceptions. We mentioned there's 24 exceptions. The Yuchai Zov in the first parak in Masech HaShabbos, plus, there's a point that in Sukkah, and I've given them out, they call it the Siddur Rav Tavi, or Rav Tavi going that there are another six cases where we pass on like the shaman. The Sahakal is 24 cases. So this is not one of the 24 cases. So of course the din is going to be like this too. So what is the din like this too? But it doesn't really matter. You have the option. You can walk, you can stand, you can recline, you can do whatever position. So what if a person decides he wants to do like this shamash? In other words, whatever position he's in, when he recites the Sukkah the din in the morning, and then he's up to Birchat Kriyashma, gets to Kriyashma, he's going to stand up. So this is the hint. The shamash say you can do whatever, the two say you can do whatever you want. So do stand, sit, what's the difference? That's the first one Dhamma says in one. Talking about the Cheskel, one of Dhamma runs, this is on 10 lines before the bottom of Yud Aleph Mal. Now the Cheskel has a Brisa. Also, Kedivir Beishamai, also Kedivir Beishamai. You can do whatever you want. If you want to do like Beishamai, you can say. The Tereza is right away as the Kasha. How can it be that if you want to do like Beishamai, you can say, but we don't pass like Beishamai? So they say, no, the two have nothing against stand, sit, walk, recline, do whatever you want. So that's what the Brisa says. In this case, a special case where the Tzilu won't get angry if you do like the Shammai. They don't care, it doesn't make any difference. Next, Madama the Gemara says no. Rav Yosef disagrees with this. Rav Yosef Rabbi Cheskel says no. Rav Yosef Amos, you can do it by Shammai, like us, or like clothes. What's Shadal Asimah? Look, for last week we discussed, we said two viewers. Taisus Chad, and we said the Mishkan of Yankiv has his own Shad. Taisus learns up Shad. A Taisus in the Gemara, they really put in a lot into the Gemara. So they put in a lot. So the Gemara says, since we pass like this, if you'll do like the Shammai, and at night time you'll be master dafke to lay down in order to say Kriyashma, and in the morning you'll dafke be master to stand up in order to say Kriyashma. Kriyashma, so tell us this morning that this is an Issa de Rabbana. According to the Silo, that that's not the pshat in the Kotrin. The Shalat Lohot from Echo means his manshchiv of his manshchiv. It does mean that you should recite Kriyashma in the morning in a standing position, you should recite Kriyashma in the evening in a reclining position. It just goes on his mind. But the person is going to stand up with that fate. When he recites Kriyashma Shalshach is going to stand up. When he recites Kriyashma Shalav is going to be in a reclining position. So the Shalat says an Issa de Rabbanon here. What's the Issa de Rabbanon? He's demonstrating Ki'ilu, that's word of pshat in the Pasuk. If he stands up the whole davening in the morning and he reclines all that, it doesn't mean anything. But if he's out of his way, doctor, to stand up for the Kriyashma in the morning and to recline for the Kriyashma in the evening, then he's demonstrating the wrong shot in the Chumash. So there's an issue there. And what's wrong with that? If he would really learn the wrong shot in the Chumash, then the wrong shot. The Kalaban of Atar, like Allah, is giving the wrong shot. But he's not learning. He doesn't teach like that. When it comes to Kriyashma, he stands up the morning. When it comes to Kriyashma, he lies down. So what's wrong? He's demonstrating Ki'ilu that for the shot in the Chumash. He's going to say, so it's an Issa de Rabbana. Look, so it's an Issa de Rabbana. So what are you going to say? So you're going to say, he's not yet to Kriyashma. So Taisus says, yes, that's what Rav Yosef says. Whenever you have a mitzvah in Atayra that you can fulfill, let's say, like, for example, in Atayra there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. Gemara has laid on the Chos that to recite Kiddush on Rosh Shabbos and mitzvah in Atayra. And I tell you, I have to say Dafke. Shekh Rishon and the Pharisee, Rosh Rabban, Shabbat Kosh, Biyab, and Rosh, and he says, oh, Dafke, this Nusach. No, there's no specific Nusach in that there. He can recite any Nusach he wants. So I'm a Rabban, I'm a Dafke, and you have to Dafke recite this Nusach. Or let's say, Bechat HaMaz and Nizmen Atar. A person needs the whole meal. With bread, so he has to recite Bechat HaMaz and Atar. So the Atar has to recite Bechat HaMaz with a specific Nusach. Hazan, it's not a Kuhn, it's a Kuhn, it's a Kuhn, he can recite any Nusach he chooses to. The Rabban, I'm a Dafke, and you shall fulfill the mitzvah that I say in this specific matzeh, in this specific mitzvah. So what will be the din is not a zeh. Somebody will come along, and he'll say, Bechat HaMaz in a different mitzvah. Or he'll say, Kiddush in a different mitzvah. So won't you say, well, men are he was Yotze the Kiddush and he was Yotze the Bechas HaMoz and the Joshua the Rabbonim, he's not yet Yotze. So we didn't say the Prophet Musa. So you have to repeat the Kiddush with the Rabbonim. And you have to repeat the Bechas HaMoz with the Rabbonim.
Why exactly should that be?
Exactly in the middle, we say
oh, there you go. It's not a cigarette, it's a different thing. It's an alternative, this has to be done like this. And it's more partial. An alternative, he did it to Shlai Musa. So in the Rabbana, he didn't do the right Musa.
If you say that the Rambam said that the seeds of the food with the Rabbana, the seed is the heart. So if you're going to not do it, with the material that the one said, you're going to exceed the right here. How can you get a king of the right here if you have to do the killer, the second of the one, but the king is the right here, so you can't start and do it with a different position.
Let's say here, let's say Kiddush. Kiddush. Kiddush.
Kiddush. Kiddush. Kiddush. Kiddush. Kiddush. Kiddush. Kiddush. Kiddush. Kiddush. Kiddush.
He says, I thank you, Rabbi Shlomo, for giving me the food and for giving me Eretz Yisrael and for giving us the Eretz Yisrael. He says whatever he's supposed to say. But he didn't say the Musa, so he has to come on the side. And then I'll tell him, okay, he's here, tell him the Rabbanan is not here. Would anybody say that since the Rabbanan insisted that the proper way to fulfill this mitzvah their right to his, in this form, in this shape, in this fashion, if you did it the way the Chacham said you're not supposed to do it, then you wouldn't even be Eretz Yisrael. So that's what Taisus interprets in our Gemara. Which is a Mishnah Sukkah that says, we discussed last week, there's a double machlokes in the Sukkah in the Mishnah. There's one machlokes is what is the minimum size for Sukkah that's kosher to fulfill the mitzvah. Is it 6 by 6 tefachim, just to squeeze in Rosh of the Rubo, just that the body of the person should fit in? Or you have to have 7 by 7 tefachim, so a little bit bigger. Both are not too big.
One paper.
Yeah, that's not the million Rosh of Rubber Rishofar. But that's one machleik is the Shami Sil. That's machleik is on the level of the Raisa. Doesn't say the Chumash what the minimum size Sukkah is, but that has to be some minimum size. The Lomasara calls the level of Hacham, so Hacham has to be Kaveya. What makes sense? What is the minimum size? The other machleik is the Shami Sil by Sukkah Tzadeh. What's the smallest Sukkah that will be kosher? Then there's the machleik is now. Now there's machleik is by gigantic Sukkah Tzadeh. A very big sukkah, but the Shabbos is sitting just on the edge of the sukkah, and the table with the food is inside the house. As he leans over too much and he drinks his tea, and while his head is in the house and he's eating the food while he's leaning in the house, he's not yet there. So he's going to be careful not to do this. Every time one thing, he's going to take the food from in the house and he's going to lean back in the sukkah, and he's going to eat it. So the sukkah is gigantic. There's no shayim on the sukkah. The sukkah is a kosher sukkah. Shaila is Yeshiva Sukkah. You see, it's Yeshiva Sukkah. So I'm not telling you, certainly Yeshiva Sukkah, there's no problem. But there's a Shaila in the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to sit like this with such a position. Shami Moshe Chacha Sudot. But he may lean over the whole time while he's eating, and he'll be eating outside of the Sukkah. So he won't be fulfilling Yeshiva Sukkah. But the Shama is saying that they still say they didn't make us such a Xerim with the Rabbanon. Nothing to worry about. There's no Xerim. People will be careful, they won't lean over. So lean back in the Sukkah Shem. Bishamayah says it's there in the Rabbanah, that you're not allowed to do it. And then, Bishamayah Adam. And if somebody does it, so what did he do? He sat in the Sukkah in a fashion that Menach Tehri he gave to the Mitzvah. But the Rabbanah said that you're not allowed to fulfill the Mitzvah Yishiv in Sukkah like that. So would you say Menach Tehri he was Yishiv, but the Rabbanah he wasn't yet, to the first night of Sukkah. He was Yishiv in Menach Tehri, and the Rabbanah wasn't yet, he has to eat another Kizayi. I see another desire of bread sitting in the sukkah with the table with the whole works. Or would you say no? That since the Rabbanon, that's not the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, so even the Nateri is not Yeshiv. Why should you say like that? So that's what Tosfos interpreted in his Gemara. The Tosfos in sukkah learns like that, and the Gemara Aleph, and the Tosfos repeated here. That's how they learn our Gemara. Whatever you have in mitzvah, that you can fulfill the Nateri in various fashions. But the Rabbanon said you have to do it in this specific way. You're not allowed to do it that way. You went ahead and did it the way the Chacham said you shouldn't do it. So even on the Nateri, you should have said that you should say, came the Chachamim and they said you're not even Yotze in the Nateri. And came the Yisra'isa la Kiyamta Hansa Losh Nagmah.
It's
an Yisra'isa. Came the Yisra'isa. And Shammai told this too. The Shammai said, if that's the way you sit in Sukkot, by the food in the table is inside, so the Ramban and the Ram say, you weren't the kind of mitzvah the way the Chachamim required. Then I tell you what you say. But the Rabbanon you weren't yet, so you have to eat again with the Rabbanon. And the taste is both in Sukkot and here, learns not so. But the Yamtam is the Sukkot and Yamnachim is more than that, Yisman Aseri and Adyesu. That the Chachamim have the power to be clear, these are very strange things. This is not what the Sarakas Balachacham the Chachamim are asking, because that this is the Dinder, right? So they said the Dinder not there is that it would have been good. So we examine the Rabbanim because of the Chashashem Mashachachas Atash Shulchanim. But because of that Chashash with the Rabbanim, we declare that they're not even here to the Mitzvah not there. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Menei Lutaisus would say the same by Birchas HaMazon, which a person has to recite Birchas HaMazon. So the Atari can say Birchas HaMazon any Mitzvah, but he'll say, Tzum Mishavarach Alu. But he quotes from our prime Olojana that if you say the sin of Tzum Mishavarach Alu, you get to Birchas HaMazon and Atari. Because every sin of Tzum Mishavarach Alu corresponds to each one of the brachas of the bench. The first sin that corresponds to Azana Baruch Hu, the second one corresponds to Eretz Yisrael, the third one corresponds to Beit HaMikdash, and the next one is Atari Bamesh, corresponds to everything. So our prime Olojana said, that if a person is going to recite Tzum Mishavarach Alu, he will be Yitzhak Birchas HaMazon and Atari. And the Chachamim says that you shouldn't do that, you should be yoytzei Birchas HaMazon d'oraita to without yourself. So that's why Chaim Olojan HaNekseide, he said that you shouldn't sing Tzum Mishavarach Alu until after the benching. You're going to sing it before the benching, so then you were ready yoytzei Birchas HaMazon d'oraita. And then when you'll say the Birchas HaMazon and Azana Zarema, that belongs to the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon didn't want that. The Rabbanon wanted that you should be yoytzei Birchas HaMazon d'oraita in their nusach. You should be yoytzei Birchas HaMazon in this
nusach.
Right. That's why the Chassam Sefer writes in the Shuvah that when we daven Myers in Shul on Leil Shabbos and Leil Yontif, even though the nusach of the Shemone Esrei could have been oil of the Kiddush for Shabbos and Yontif, they could have been a good nusach of the Kiddush. But since the Chacham of Kaveya that you have to say after a specific nusach, Allah Yayin, Allah Chod, to Shabbos when you're eating the Suda, so the Chachamim declare that you're not yet with the Tzilah. You're not yet to Kiddush Deraita with the Tzilah. Even on the Ratari, you should have been yet. There's no reason why you shouldn't be yet. No, but since with the Rabbanim, they said it has to be Allah Chod, it has to be with their specific nusach, so when you daven the Shemoneh Esrei, even if you had Kavanah, let's say, Yidei Chodas Kiddush, when you daven Ma'ariv on Friday night, you daven Ma'ariv on Leil Yontif, even if you had a mind to fulfill two mitzvahs, both the mitzvah of the Tzilah and the mitzvah of Kiddush, so the Chacham says right in the Tshuva that you're not yet to the Kiddush, because the Chachamim were covered, the Chachamim were mishakim, that you're not yet. That's the issue that's involved over here. This place is not going to be the Ram and the Ramban. Again, let's just say the space is playing when there's a mitzvah out there, an abstract statement is saying, when there's a mitzvah out there that you can fulfill in various fashions. But when the Rabbanim says that you have to do it after this way, for example, they said that you're not allowed to sit Rosh Hashanah v'sukkah v'shulchan v'sukkah v'sukkah. Or they said that you're not, they still have said you're not allowed to recite Kriyat Shema Kedei Shammai. Because if you're going to recite Kriyat Shema for Erev in a reclining position, about Boker in an Amida position, it will be demonstrating to you there's a fourth shot in the Pasuk. It's a fourth interpretation of the Pasuk. So what if, or let's say, the Chachamim said you have to say Yechus HaMaz V'sukkah V'sukkah. So he didn't. He said Tzum Mishavarach Alu. Now Chacham said you have to recite Kiddush Alayayin. When Atayra, you could recite Shemoneh Esrei of Myrrh and you'll be able to Kiddush. But the Rabbanim, they said, that's not enough. So Taisa's Shita is that in all these cases, you wouldn't be able to even in Atayra. You wouldn't be able to Kiddush in Atayra with the Sila. You wouldn't be able to Bichat HaMazon at all with the Tzum Mishavarach Alu. You can say Tzum Mishavarach Alu before the benching also, according to Taisa. No problem. Because the Chachamim said, once the Chachamim said you have to say Azana Zaylam, you're not yet to the Tzum Mishavarach Alu, so there's no problem. You can stand on your head with the Tzum Mishavarach Alu. You're not yet to it. So there's no problem. And the name of that's how Tzaytus interprets the Gemara. Also, Kedire Beishamah, like also Veloi Kolom, that over here, if you go out of your way to follow Beishamah's opinion, you're absolutely not yet to the Mitzvah Kriyat Shema. Why? The Tzaytus is reconstructing. There's missing lines in the Gemara. Tzaytus says that just like by Sukkot, they made it there, they made it there of the Rabban, they didn't know how to sit the Sukkah like the Shulchanim Sech HaBayit. And once they made it there of the Rabbanon, so the Halacha says that you're not even there, right? You're not even there to the Mitzvah Menatar. If he did like that, The Vladinami over here, there was a Gzeir Darabonah. This is the missing line, but the statement from the Gemara, the Tosfos is interpreting that. It's understood that that's what Rav Yosef is saying. That the Bishulah made a Gzeir Darabonah that it prohibited it to do like the Shama, because it's Gilu here. He's demonstrating the fourth shot in the Chumash. And the name, if you did like that, you absolutely wouldn't be able to Kriyat Shema whatsoever, even in Atur. That's our Tosfos.
That's what the Chir is not a
Right.
And the Rebbe doesn't tell you how it's only going to be other here, but the Rabbonim tell us how to do it. So therefore, if you don't do what the Rabbonim do, expect the rest of the mission, you did something else, maybe you're related to the Ahmed Elkin, you could sit there and bring him back next to you, a very nice book, you make Ahmed Elkin, but to fill the mission, you didn't fulfill, because it's only the Muslims that the Rabbonim decide how to get to you.
That's the big finish that I should say. We have to distinguish. Not about. Let's say, you have to sit with Sukkah. Don't say how big the Sukkah has to be. Let's say it has such a tiny Sukkah that the kosher he just squeezes in. So there, it's up to the Chachamim to become a minimum size. You have to say minimum size. That's the din that we understand very well what you said. That's the concept that the Gemara calls a Masechet Chagigah or Mitzorah HaKosav Elul HaChachamim. There are a lot of things that are written in Chumash Tam. And somebody has to give the rules and the regulations. Not everything is going to be written the same as in the Chumash. It's understood that it's up to the Chachamim to be Koveya. What's the minimum size of the Sukkah? So if you'll sit in the Sukkah that's smaller than 7x7, that I understand very well that you're not getting to the Mitzvah Menachah, because as you worded it, the Chachamim, he said that that's not a good Sukkah. But here, when the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah with the Shulchan and the Bayis, they didn't say that that's Shas Mechumish. They said, and what it said in the Chumash, as far as what it said in the Chumash, you would be Yitzel. We, with the power vested in us, and next day is Madarabonah, that's this week's schedule, Shmaat Mes Mishmarati. Assume Shmaat Mes Mishmarati. We're making a siyog and a hachok and next day is Madarabonah that you shouldn't sit in the Sukkah. With the food and the bias and keep on taking out and sitting and eating, like there is Shemi Moshe Chav Shohan. So it's not one that's all about the Rabbanon, not that they said this list in the bed, that this is Shemi Moshe. They're adding on to the Rabbanon. So one would have said, that's how they're not going to go on, you're Yaitse Min HaTayr. But the Rabbanon said you're not Yaitse, but I'm not telling you why Yaitse. The Tesis and Tesis know that even in such a case where you're also Bavai Kum, you're not even Yaitse Min HaTayr. It's a Chiddush Nisbo. No. Very big Chiddush. Very, very difficult. How can you tell if we pass them like that or not? The Machlokes in Shulchanach, if we pass them, where are you going to find the Machlokes? Where are you going to find? You know where you have it. In Hilton.
No, what? Machlokes must be talking about Shema, the Bayez Gudla also, or only about Bayez Gudla.
Yes. Yes. That's the Machlokes. But how do you know if you pass them? He wants to know, how do you know if you pass them like Tesis or like the Ramban in Iran? In this Shaila, when you have a mitzvah and a third that Menatah, you can fulfill in various ways. With the Rabbanah, they said you have to do it that in this way. With the Rabbanah, you have to do it this way. And what if he didn't do it that way? Did he just say, with the Rabbanah, you weren't yet? With the Rabbanah, you have to repeat it. You say, no, even in a third, you are absolutely not yet to anything whatsoever. I'm talking to you, son. Yes. You sure you have to repeat it with the Rabbanah? You have to repeat with the Rabbanah. So how can you tell whether you have to repeat it with the Rabbanah? So in Achrayim there's a whole literature. The Mishnah Berurah gives you a tamsis in the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush. It gives you a chitzer of a long literature. The husband is daven ma'ariv in shul, and he comes home and he says Kiddush, and his wife didn't daven ma'ariv. So he quotes a kashya from Rabbi Kibbeid, you're a famous kashya, and he goes, the husband is daven ma'ariv, he was yaitzeh Kiddush in Achrayim. So now the husband is only mechuyav in Kiddush with the Rabbanan. But his wife didn't have a matter. So she's mechuyav in Kiddush and not her. So the Gemara says later on that even though Kiddush is one of the misconceptions of my grandma, but this is an exception to the rule that women are obligated because Yahweh Shammah who recited the Dibur Echad, and after his Baruch Hu recited that says, I did it on Sinai, he said Yahweh Shammah simultaneously, so that has the status of a Hekish. But since Shammah refers to the Melochas, that's the Easter, a Loitha essay, and the women are certainly obligated to observe the Loitha essay even though it's my grandma. So the women are also obligated to observe Zohar, which refers to Kiddush, even though it says Mangrom. So the women are Mechayvim Kiddush. If the woman is Mechayvim Kiddush, then she didn't get married yet. The husband is on Mechayvim Kiddush with the Rabbanon. So how can the husband recite Kiddush at home to be made to his wife? She's Mechayvim with her. I say, that's the din of yours, so it might be. But I already said Kiddush.
What if you don't know that you're coming to want to be like, what if you make...
But see, that's, what if he did want to be here? What if he did want to be here? So that's what Rebbe Kibbeger is. But how can a husband be married to the wife? I say that's the regular din of Yosef Merkir. The person said Kiddush and he was here. They already finished eating and then another man comes in and he didn't say Kiddush and he didn't eat yet. So I can eat. And if he doesn't know how to say Kiddush, I can recite Kiddushin Tzvah because I can quote the Tanya. No, that's only for men, not for women. Because the Rishonim all said, Yotza, even I was ready to speak Kiddush, I can speak Kiddush for another person. And there's a thesis later, the thesis with the Rosh later in the Sistan, and then Chesed, I think, where they say that there's no din of Aredes for women. These are thesis. Yes, and then Chesed on the base. There's a thesis with the Rosh. We get there, and that's not the thesis. The thesis says that there's no din of Aredes. So Rob once said, you're a Tachira, and that's that thesis. It would be hard to learn on Sistan 6. It started from that one. So there's a sense of the Rosh when he says, there's no din of Aredes for women, there's a collapsing vineyard. So that's what the Kinega has this too. So some Achrayim say, when the husband comes home and the wife says, good Shabbos, so when she says, good Shabbos, she's Yetzir Kiddush Meretari with that. So they're both equal. The husband was Yetzir because he's out. Now the wife is Yetzir, she said, good Shabbos. And now they say, the wife should have to say along with the husband. And he says, Baruch HaTzor Hashem, Baruch HaTzor Hashem, and the husband says, then he says, Baruch HaTzor Hashem, Rokei Nama Ba'ilam. Then the wife should say, softly, Hashem Kiddush Adam and Sons of the Rosh Hashem, she should say the whole Mitzvah of Chassidus still, Baruch HaTzor Hashem, and then let the husband take over. Because she mumbled along softly, the middle, so she's here today on her own. And then she's here to the Shemei Kaina and the Kiddush Alayayin. Mishnah Berurah calls that to me. Mishnah Berurah calls that. Why should a lot of people from Lithuania do that? The people from Lithuania who will follow every word that it says in the Mishnah Berurah. So a lot of them have their wives stay along, mumble along the Kiddush if they didn't dab Meir. And others say that you should have in mind when you dab Meir, but that's not going to be right to you. Or you assume that people had in mind. According to Tosfos, there wouldn't be any problem. According to Tosfos, even if you had in mind the davka to be Yotzei Kiddush, when you daven Meir, you wouldn't be Yotzei. The Chachamim says you have to say Kiddush ala Yayin, the Mokum Suda. So you're not Yotzei, even in Atari, the Kiddush Gitzvima. Absolutely not Yotzei. When you say Kiddush, you're not Yotzei, because with the Chachamim, they said you have to do it this way. You can do it any other way, other than what the Chachamim were Mishakim, you're not Yotzei, even though it's not a case of they're saying it's according to the Rabbanus to say Kiddush Alayayin Mok Masuda. He'll say to say that argument that you're not yet. That's a very great thing.
As you say, the person was standing and he remained standing. The same person was sitting. And Gabal is not sitting yet, so he's not Rabbanus.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I just wanted to demonstrate. That's at least in the Rabbanon, so one who can be at the end I agree with you. It's only as a fellow. I think the Rav and the Ramban is easier. But so how can you tell how you pass from Allah? How can you tell how you pass from Allah? The issue with the Kiddush. So that's somehow they resolve that issue. Somehow we don't worry about that. How do you know how you pass from Allah? The Rav Chanan Vasanen has a discussion of this in his Sefer on Yevamos. The Rav Chanan has a Sefer, Zafal Zafal Yevamos, called Kodesh Torah, as a running commentary on Yevamos. Right, some folks can point that out, that you're not Yotzei, they claim that you're not Yotzei with Shmoneh Esrei, they call that Kiddush, because as Moses says in Arvis Kohen, that you have to mention these Kiddush Mitzrayim. That's the Shaila, that itself is Menater of Yerabonim. The obligation, the requirement to mention the Kiddush Mitzrayim incorporated into the Kiddush, is that Menater or is that Gufo Menterabonim? The Shaila Menterabonim wants to say, he writes in the case of Kiddush Mitzrayim, that itself is only Yerabonim. Might that shayla matter? Maybe you were yaitzei with your kiddush tefillah. I think Mara said, "Learn that from Xerushah, the Zachar Zachar." He thinks well, Xerushah is only last master. He doesn't think that it's a bona fide Xerushah. How can you tell how he's passing? I don't know how you can tell how he's passing. There is a discussion in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. I think we must have discussed it once. Maybe this year before Rosh Hashanah, I don't know. When you blow shayfa on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, so you say not only Abracha Shekshan Tassan, but Shema Kol Shayfa, you say Abracha Shekshan Tassan, Shema Kol Shayfa, Shema Kol Shayfa, because it's a mitzvah abom, his mom was mom, he hadn't blown shayfa till first Rosh Hashanah. I would blow shayfa the whole Chayda Shavu. That's only a minute. That's not really a minute. So you say Shekhtyana on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. What about when you blow shayfa on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? You say Shekhtyana or not? So that's the machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, and other Rishayim, and the Mechaber says like the Rambam that you don't say Shekhtyana on the second day because you already said Shekhtyana yesterday. And the Rambam says, that most Ashkenazim have the meaning that you do say Shachyan of even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So the Achrayim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch have the following discussion. If the first day Rosh Hashanah falls out on, then it turns to Shulchan Aruch, what if the first day Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? So you didn't blow Shaif on the first day. When you blow Shaif on the second day, everybody agrees that you say Shachyan. That's the first time you've blown Shaif since last year. But of course you say Shachyan. The Shaif is like this. There was a Kehillah on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. They have this funny case discussed. There's a commentary called the Eshel Avraham. But he writes up a whole Shaif, but there was a Shaifish community where their practice was that you only say Shachyan on the first day, you don't say Shachyan on the second day. So the first day was Shabbat. But they forgot the din is that you're not supposed to blow shofar. I'm like the shofar on Shabbos. So they had a shofar and sure enough, blowing away. They blew shofar on the first day, and then afterwards somehow they realized that they weren't supposed to blow shofar. But they said, which might call shofar, and they said, yeah, and they blew the whole bunch. Comes the second day. So what happened on the first day? And I tell you, we need to blow shofar. Even when Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, the Rabbanon is prohibited to blow shofar. And when they prohibited it, the Rabbanon, what did they say? That you're absolutely not yet to anything whatsoever.
No,
you also like kolom?
No.
He said no. Or should you say no? And I'll tell you, you say, but Mr. Rabbanon, they said you're not allowed to do it. So how can you say that you're not yet to? So the Shaita came up on the second day. Their practice was on the second day, if you were Yaitis on the third day. So the Shaita came up the next day whether they should say Shachyan. So there was a Machloikis in town. There was a Machloikis, and he quotes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this Machloikis on Poskim. But in such a situation, do you say that on the first day they were absolutely not yet to anything whatsoever, even in a Torah? But you say, no, Minat Torah, of course they were yet to Tzkiya Shechem, but the Rabbanon, they were prohibited to do it. They were in violation of the Easter of Tzkiya on Shabbos. You can't say that they weren't yet to anything. Of course they're not saying they were yet. There could be that will be enough to mean. Or it could be more to mean how to communicate. So it's going to be, whatever the Nafkimin is going to be, it's going to be a very rare Nafkimin. And this Machlokes faces against the Ran and the Rambam. Anyway, they're getting back again. That's how Tzitzis interpreted the Gemara. Just like by the Sukkot. The Shabbai say, if you do the mitzvah in a way that may not tell you your yoytem, the Rabbanon, they say that you shouldn't do it like that. So we declare that you're not even yoytem, and I'll tell Rabbi Yosef Lakum, you're absolutely not yoytem anything. So to by Kriyashma, if you'll recite Kriyashma with the status and be marked like the Shabbai, and you still say that that's forbidden. The Silul were the ones who instituted the Easter of the Rabbanon here not to follow the Shammai. You're not allowed to act like the Shammai because it's a demonstration that the Epshad is right in the Pasuk and it's wrong. So if you went ahead and did like the Shammai, so the Tesis is not absolutely loyal to the Rabbanon. So again, this Shat that Tesis has only works out because she took some. So a day long shot by the Sukkah is that in Kaila, he's a leg, but he's up to Mr. Sukkah, and they're not yet to it all. But if you all like the Ran and the Ramban, it doesn't mean what Kiyam saw. There isn't even a Mitzvah in our face. And I'll tell you why you say just with an abundance and you weren't allowed to do it, so you have to eat over the kazai's not for the first time.
This is here,
I think, is assuming that you understand the way that he said it is. Our government has been yet, but he has given us to lay not with these, and I do, because I used to love it. That's wrong. It says, I entice a sukkah dav gimel zibra maskel. And sukkah dav gimel, they spell it out a little better. They spell it out better. But I think that's the deer in Tesis, that it's a Tesis who she tells them in sukkah that they love Shabbat, also the Lakum, even in Atari in Adir. But if you all like the Ram and the Ramban in sukkah, who say, look, you have to miss the sukkah, and that means you're not yet to be Shabbat Muslim, and I'll tell you why you're yet to. So then you left again. What's Shabbat in the Gemara? So last week we said over up shots in the Mishkan of Yankis. A fascinating show.
That what?
Kavod Torah puts all of these together. He quotes with the Tzvi HaShofar on the first day, the second day, with the Bishamayim, the Big Silver, with the Sukkah, with the Ran and the Rabban. He puts all of these together. And then he says, make it in the Chavod between the various cases. He says, yes, Abchaim, what did he say? Abchaim discussed it. There's another Shaila. He quotes in the Sefer Ho'eshko, Abachonim says, he showed up kind, but in the Sefer Ho'eshko by one of the Rishonim, the father-in-law of the Raizik, there's the following Shaila also apropos to this issue. This is one of the six cases where the Sefer Ho'eshko says, we pass him like Bishamah. There is a gzera that the Rabbanon of Beishamai prohibiting us from putting on tzitzis on linen garments. And I said, you're obligated to put on linen or on wool for sure. On shabbatim, on other, on cotton, on other types of material, that's a shayla and rishonim and a machlekes and shulchan aruch is the right of the Rabbanon. But on linen garments or on woolen garments, it's certainly a chidin or a tzema or pishtim. And the Rabbanon, the Gemara quotes, the Shaman made examine the Rabbanon that you're prohibited to put on tzitzis on a baggage or
pishtim.
Because it is clear that it may turn out that it'll be chloilon. He may use chelas, that's not kosher for chelas, and then it'll turn out that it's kalayin shalabim akhundis. So the Eshkol has this shayla. What if the fellow went ahead and he put on tzitzis on a baggage or pishtim? And the tzitzis that he put on had chelas in it, had bona fide kosher chelas in it. So he made shatnes mamish. So he has kilayim, but kilayim mokim tzitzis is mutter. But since the Rabbanan they said that you're prohibited from putting on tzitzis, and maybe they declare that you're not yet to the mitzvah of tzitzis, period. So that you're not yet to the mitzvah of tzitzis, right, that you violate kilayim and you get malkit. So some Rishonim say you get malkit, and other Rishonim say, what are you talking about, he gets malkit? And I say he was yet to the mitzvah, he wasn't supposed to do it. So he wasn't supposed. And I say, because he wasn't supposed to do it, so he gets malchus. It's not why in Shalom of the Mitzvah. Don't go something with the eighth of the Mitzvah and Asherah of the Mitzvah. Right, right. But they weren't observing this Xerim Rabba. They held that the Xerim no longer applies to them. We talk like the Shaman that there is such a Xerim. Right, so the Rosh says when he came to Spain, so you saw the Balabatim there held that this Xerim and the Rabban no longer applied to Zanavim because nobody had Chelas anyway. The whole reason for the Xerim was that by mistaking me put in Chelas and that will constitute Shatnes, it will be Kalayim, and the Chelas will be possible, so it's going to be Kalayim, so it's going to be. So when he came to Spain, they convinced him, and then he said he was not, and he thought that they're right. That's from Shulchan Aruch Lalocha like that. That the whole Xerim and the Rabban shouldn't apply to Zanavim because we don't have any Chelas anyway. Tosfos says that once they parted from Tzitzis, they parted in Gansu. Not only did they parted from Chedah, they parted in Kolokot. You don't have to put any Tzitzis at all. They parted in Gansu. So Rabbi Chana Batman first suggests that you should put all of these three cases together. The one of Moshe Eifer on Hashanah is called the Shabbos, with the Tosfos, with the Ra, each case, with them, with that case, with the Kalayim, and then he quotes Rabbi Chana, maybe it's not the same. Maybe it's a Bechalo. Tosfos is different. Doesn't mean that the Rabban, they said that you're not getting to the Mitzvah at all. Even if you're all like the Ran and the Ramban, that you are getting to the Mitzvah on a level of their eyes, but still you can't say it's the Bechal Mitzvah. If the Rabban, they said that you're not supposed to do it, so how can it be Doicha? That's why he quotes Rav Chaim said you can be Mechalik. That sheet that the Yeshua calls that you get Malkus and Dam Kilayim doesn't necessarily imply that the way also will call them like faces. Even if you're like the Ran and Ramban, you can still say you get Malkus because there's no essay, there's no Chiyav essay to be Doicha. And then he goes into a dissertation, he made the machalik in the various cases. I mean, what would be the din if Chatzos is only with the Rabbana by Chatzos? So what if a fellow goes and eats it after Chatzos? Would you say that he's absolutely not good? Okay. Then Shiloh. Then Shabbat, would you say it's absolutely not the eighth day at all? Or not?
As the whole union of Tavon, we can only put on Anus, Mishmazim, and Mishmazim, but here they're putting on also a level on Essex, on Mishmazim, they're putting it. And once you cut by a teacher like the Bar Yonah, it's right from where did the Rabbunah have the authority to put on
an Make it there on an Essex. That's the problem, yeah. And I can only, that's the difference. But in God, of course, that Tavon is in Melachas, in Teres HaMishmah, that is Mashmah very strongly different, and that Tavon is the Tavish, not Mashmah. They just interpreted more of the Zerah. That the Chacham only have the authority to make Zerah when they're worried and nervous that people will be in violation of Allah. They're only nervous that people will be in Mavapla Nesir like Chutzpah Sukkah. Yeshiva Chutzpah Sukkah. So they shouldn't have the right to make any Zerah. So how do they make Zerah over here? Takash? I don't know. It's Takash. So again, so the Mishkan Yankiv gave a different interpretation. And you have to give another interpretation. Because if you hold like the Rad and the Ramban, you don't hold from the whole Paradise of Tzitzis, you can't go right there. You're like the Rav and the Rabban, that way also the Lekum does it, it's not to be taken literally. Look, you have to make the Tzitzis and Mechaz, not to be taken literally. means that Minatera, you want Yaitse, just Minatera, you didn't do the right thing.
So see, Yaitse Minatera by the creation, I said, you're Yaitse. What are you going to say? You're going to say, 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 you have to say again, Lulu.
There it was. And Mishkin Yankin gave his other interpretation. What did he say? He said that although in Kala Terekula, whenever there's a Machloek Yisat HaNoim, or a Machloek Yisat Marev, or a Machloek Yisat Bas, the Medin states that you have to follow up, or a Mahat, that you have to follow the majority ruling, what does that mean? That the minority opinion is wrong? No, it doesn't mean that it's wrong. We don't practice like that. But still is an Indian of a Machmet of all the Bracha.
If the person is on a Madregia, if the person keeps all the Dinim and says, and he's looking for something more out of Shamayim, not some out of Shtik, not some there. You are Rabbi Yalbo. If the person talking wants to observe a Minasasidus, so there is an Indian to be Machma like the Shinta Sayyaki.
And sometimes they even say that the Shah of Kaki can rely on the Shinta Sayyaki even though it's not accepted by Lover. So Babed, Rama, Murim, when do you say that there's a Minasasidus to follow the Shinta Sayyaki? That's only when there's a machlokes and lo yitzme hilchos alehetye. The Gemara never passed enough the sefer to lo yitzme chad mandala. But what about by the machlokes the shana mitzil? True, the Gemara says in erev and rashi gimel the tail of the eva zibin akim chayim. And that original member of the Gemara regarding the shana mitzil dispute, nonetheless, it was lo yitzme passed lalocha against the shana. Nitzlech lalocha against the shana. So that's what the Gemara says. Also, if you did with the shana, if you're machlo like the shana, don't sing. Oh, you did a mitzvah chassidus. Hamach with tavala bracha. No, that's what Rabbi Yehoshua says. Like also the like kolom. He has no hidur. He's Yehoshua Krishna, but you shouldn't think that you have a hidur of hamach with tavala bracha. No, also the like kolom. There's no hidur mitzvah because since it's his mehilchas to laedya, the bearish is passing against the shamai. So it's wrong. That's how Moshe Feinstein has. I think we once mentioned Moshe has in his tshuvas years ago. Rabbi Alfred the tavala bracha. Told us that he remembers he used to go to weddings where a Moshe Feinstein of Blazer Silver used to work because they said Moshe would come on time all the time. Moshe Silver come late. Because Moshe Feinstein would sit with the printed silver and he would fill it out. So in the name, he makes a couple of schemes. Then a Blazer Silver would come and he would take a look at the silver and he would rip it up. So good, you have to write by hand the whole silver from the beginning to end. You're not allowed to use a printed silver. He says, Rabbi Yalba, the Shiva would sit there like this, he wouldn't say a word. Just sit there quietly in the shallow of the Ahava, what the Blazer Silver would do. So Rabbi wanted people to know, he didn't want to insult the Blazer, he wanted people to know that he holds it as true. So he wrote in the middle of the Tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezra, he discusses this. Is there any maila of having a hand written to it? He says, there is a Mishnah in Gittin, in the second part of Gittin, that says a get has to be written to Shmuel. You can't have a form of a get and just fill in the name. So he requires that a get has to be written in Shmuel. But what about all other stars? Is there a din that all stars have to be a get and a star kiddushin and a star shnichu rabbi tzrayim? Three stars have to be written in Shmuel. And all other stars, a mechir of chametz and a tzrayim and a ksuba doesn't need any lushma. Is there a chumim and a rabbanan that has to be handwritten a kdeir or otto get? So the Mishnah in Gittin, he called the Machalek of Yehuda and Achachal. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion like Rabbi Leib is over. It says, it's very much Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda goes a Shash Taras out to Gittin. And the Chachamim say, no, that there is no such way on the Rabbanan. So Moshe Feinstein says, that since we're talking about Halacha like the Chachamim, so there isn't even a Midas Chassidus to follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion to write the whole Ksuba by hand from the beginning to the end. As it says in the Gemara, he quotes that Gemara. And he says, this being that the Mishkan is Yankiv, the devil's Tanah Gemara, the Rabbi should develop it independently. He doesn't quote this. He quotes other sources where the same idea is developed. He says, since it's Itna Hilchus, the Lehedi in the Gemara, that Ein Alokha can abuse Alokha Kachachamim, he says, there isn't even a Midas Chassidus of Amach Matov Al Abroch, it's a right to kill by it. God had a fancy handbrake to kill him, and he had a paper. But he says, the Kashal Amahadrim and Amahadrim, as far as Hilchus Kashuus or Kshubus, the Kashal Amahadrim to have a printed Kshub and just to fill it in. So that's the Mishkan. If you can interpret that, that's what Agimar meant to say. We also look cool. Don't think that you have a Midas Chassidus.
There's no Midas Chassidus. How far can you say it? It's somebody in both places. You put down five Chassidus.
No, that's all Taisa Beraisa. Sure, there's no sheet in the world that says that. That's not a lot with all of us.
Everything with a shear and a lumen. That's a shear that they're going to make.
A minimum. Whenever there's a shear, that's always a minimum. Taisa has such a funny couch. Taisa says, the Lord says that the Sukkah has to be Stein Kokosam,
which leads you to have to say, we have to have two walls like this, and the third wall a little bit. Okay, so you say, what if you make a sukkah with four walls, let it be about the funny cash, the taste, he says, no, that's the minimum. That's the minimum. If you make more, that's not about taste. Because I'm a bunch of, that's a funny cash with you. But it's only a minimum. If you make it bigger, if you make it four walls,
well, that's
the
way
it should be. That's the style of Al-Taisi. The Rambam writes that if you have five Arabis and five Hadassim, it's Al-Taisi. The Rambam just says if you have extra Hadassim, then it's a Hidr Mitzvah. Because it looks prettier. But he says if you have extra Arabis, the Rambam says extra Hadassim is okay, that's not Al-Taisi. Because it's Kola Na'ota. Since you're doing it with Shem Noi, so let's say you have this container. You put the lumen of the Hadassim Arabis in the container, the acacia collection. But that's not Al-Taisi because it's a line that's going to make it look fancy. It holds it together. It's pretty. It's nice. Right. Okay. Yeah, thank you. One Tana holds that there's a problem if you use gold, if you use a different mint, if you use a rough thing, something else will be about that. We thought that it's not right. The Mishnah discusses that. So the Rambam says if you add on extra hadassim, that's musa, because that's a nine mitzvah. In fact, some Hasidim have, they have 69, no, it's gematria hadol, no, eidal tama, is the gematria
69 hadassim.
69 And that's where they have a whole discussion on the Rambam. Why? Just because you're in violation of Baltasis? Means you're not yet to the mitzvah. No, you didn't have error. You yet to the mitzvah of Lula, but you didn't have error about Baltasis. At the same time, who says Kala Maitu Gorea? Does that necessarily follow that you apply the clause Kala Maitu Gorea? And that's the whole discussion on that in Shulchan Aruch. And this Rambam, should we talk like this Rambam or not? That if the error to the person added on extra another Lula, or extra a rubber, where it's not a Noi mitzvah, it's not a Hidden mitzvah, would you say, and that's a violation of our Tosis, would you say that the reality wouldn't be used? Tosis says that that wouldn't be a violation of our Tosis at all because the number of our rov is only a minimum. Arve Nachal 2 is a minimum, like by the walls of the Sukkot. If you have more than 2.5 walls of Arvejah, it's just a minimum. Arve Nachal, minimum of 2. If you have more, there's certainly no violation of our Tosis. But the Rambam says that it's a violation of our Tosis, Kiddush number 1. It says, Kiddush number 2, if you violate about Taisis, call a Maitre Zareh, you're not even yet to the Mitzvah. And they dispute the both points of the Rambam. The first point, how did you know that it's about Taisis? Maybe it's just a minimum, if you have more than 2, it's all false offers. And number 2, how did you know that call a Maitre Zareh? Maybe you should take them to the end, even if you are in violation about Taisis, it shouldn't cancel the team on you. That's a modern sunnah. A friend say it doesn't make sense. No, that's a chumrah al gat. No. That's a different chumrah. No, but it is a gemara. No, a lot of rabbanim when you go to a wedding, so a lot of rabbanim have this practice. They wait till after they made the kabbalah kinyan with the chatan. Right at this wedding that I went to in Europe, there was the tumah chesed by the kabbalah funds station. The rabbanim, one rabbanim just flew into Eretz Yisrael, I think, so they all mixed up. And the chatan was. Must have been drunk or something. It was a Shredish thing. He wasn't thirsty. So the Chassid took out a handkerchief from his pocket and he gave it to the Rav. And he said, okay, sign. So the Rabbanim were ready to sign. So someone said, what do you mean sign? Let's keep our chair. What's the problem? The Rav wants to give the handkerchief to the Chassid, not the Chassid in that line to the Kabbalah. You're supposed to make the Kabbalah sing the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is supposed to give the Kalah Shokhaimah. The Kala is the one who's getting all the Chutzim and the Ksuvim. The Kala gets the Ksuvim with the Pathetic Ksuvim with the Medun in the event that she ever gets divorced, that she becomes a Ramana. So the Chasim just obligated himself in this large sum Keshav Mah, large sum Mah. So the Oilam, the Kala should give her handkerchief to the Chasim, but the Kala is in the other room. So the Rabbi represents, the Rabbi or the Yadim gives their handkerchief to the Chosin as representing the Kalah, but not the Chosin should give. There's an opinion in the like that, but we don't pass like that. We don't pass in the Kalah Shul, not to be passing the Kalah Shul Kaidah. So
So there are some who are machmer that you don't write the words Zikranino, Zikranino, we were Mekabal Kinyan from the Chassid. It says that we were Mekabal Kinyan from the Chassid, not the Chassid was Mekabal Kinyan from us. You don't write Zikranino Minei until after you actually did the Kabbalah Kinyan. Why shouldn't you write that before you actually did the Kabbalah Kinyan? Because the Gemara quotes one opinion in Gishin and Kubis. The Gemara quotes an opinion that when Bezdi writes a star like the Bezdi, let's say the Bezdi writes a key in my star. I have a doctor that says you owe me $1,000. And you say it's Mizriya. You say I forged the whole thing. You cannot collect. So let's say I go to Bezdi and I get the witnesses whose names appear on the bottom. And then they testify, we remember signing with that star. Signature is authentic. So then the Bezdi writes, well, we form a key in my star. They write on the bottom of the page or they write on the back of the page. The star is here, they write on the back of the right, right below. That star that appears right above on the other side of the page, we have checked out the themis and we have come to the conclusion that it's authentic. And the mother has the right to collect $1,000 based on that star. So that's called the Kima star. So what happens if the Bezdi knows that the witnesses are going to come, and instead of waiting till after they come, they want to write the whole form. But they're not going to sign it until the Yegin will come and testify. So there's one mandama, there's one opinion in the Gemara that Akiyah Mashtar that was written before the Yegin actually testified on the back is improper to do. You're not allowed to do that because Mefri Kishikra. It looks like a lie. They wrote that they already were Makabal Yedis to authenticate the Hazimis, and it's not true. So the Gemara asks the Kasha against this, and the Gemara says, Malaysa. The Gemara comes to this conclusion, Malaysa, that it's not true, that there is no problem on Mefri Kishikra. The Taisus has this one opinion that when the Gemara says Malaysa, it doesn't mean Malaysa that the Din is wrong, it means Malaysa that the Kasha is Mishkin Kasha. That the only time you have such a chumra is only by a star like the Bezdin. I hear my star. The Bezdin is writing it. The Bezdin is improper for the Bezdin to write an official document before it's really been testified to. But if a private person is writing a get, a private person is writing a suva, a private person is writing a shaman kibbutz kumis, so then there's no problem on that issue. There's only that Bezdin should be such a thing. So the Shach writes in Chashem Ishba that in his Bezdin, in the 1660s, when he lived in Vilna, in his Bezdin, they always did like that. And that's the common practice, they always do like that. Everybody, when you have a get. So while the Sefer is writing the get, before the Sefer finished writing, before the 80 times, before the given over, the Rabbani Shitz may write the tour. The Rabbani Shitz may write that we were present when the husband divorced his wife in our presence and he gave the get to the fair apocalypse and the woman is permitted to be married. They fill it all out. They don't find it. Until after the cycle finishes and the Adam sign their gag, and then they deliver it, so then they're up on and sign it too, 1, 2, 3, shite. We'll have to wait another 15 minutes till they fill it out. So that's the common practice that even Bezdin fills out the shach lights, the Bezdin fills out the shtakium, and by us the Bezdin writes the tour before the thing really happens. So the fact is that there's no problem with that. Because there's one opinion in Taisus that when the Gemara said Valaisa, it didn't mean that Valaisa the Din is incorrect. No, it means Valaisa that there's no Kasha. The Gemara gives them two kinds of Kasha. In Taisus' one interpretation, there's no Kasha. And the Taisus is that if it's a Shtar like it says, then you're not allowed to do it. So because there's one opinion like that, and because there is a Chumra in the Nachah Shiva, so the Ksuba should be written as a Maisa Bezdin. The other maksud is not a maksud person. The chosin is a private star. The chosin is, I'm going to marry the girl, I'm going to give her a document that I owe her $30,000 in the event that I am divorced. It's a private star, not a star that says, right? So the minig is, and Achmed Shiva says, the minig is that we write the nusach of the ksuba as if it were a maksud person. Because in a private star, he writes the minig always is, he writes the date on the last line. And in a maksud person, he writes the date on the first line. The minig, it's not a din, that was a minig. So since the next Sukkah you write the Echad Yishabit, whatever, you always write the date on the top line, not on the last line. Tanachir is coming, the date is on the last line. And it's nine, the date is on the last line. A private star, the minig always was, the century is that you write the date on the last line. And the star might suggest you write the date on the first line. So since the get has to be done under the auspices of Rabbanim, so that's why you write the date on the first line, it's treated as if it's a Maisebezi. And Exuba also, the reason why you write the date on the first line in Exuba is because you treat Exuba as if it were a Maisebezi. So it's a combination of two chumras. You treat Exuba as if it were a Shtar Maisebezi. And there's one sheet in Texas that's absolutely not accepted Lalache or not accepted Lalache, the practice never was like that. That would accept a Shtar Maisebezi with Chayshish and Maisebezi. So the combination of these two chumras, that's why some of one of my marks says that you shouldn't write the kalino until after they actually make the kabbalah. So it shouldn't be a violation of that. What often happens is that they don't write the kalino, and the edim are not careful, and the edim sign before they actually fill in the word the kalino. So they leave it out. They leave it out against the word. Right there, it says word. So then you fill in the missing after they sign. So this is a joke. So what if the witnesses sign a blank piece of paper and tell him that the sefer should write a ksub after they sign? They're not supposed to do that. The signatures are meaningless. They sign the document missing the main word. So that's meaningless. That's not what that's
better off going
to the county
of the marriage and going back to the
rest of the
what? What happens if
you... They left out the word of
Kalina. Right, and then they discover it later.
Pretty embarrassing to stop in the middle. I don't think it's necessary to stop in the middle.
No.
You leave it and you make another civil later. Get another civil later.
And also, when you write in a kanina, the whole suit is written. So it's sort of like you're filling in that matter that you don't write to say there, that you need to run through. You don't need to write to say. You can write start to fill in the back and go back, and that doesn't really matter how you write it.
The Shaila, it says it's going off the chot and it's not like a yichud. It is why, because she doesn't have, she didn't give her to. Nunu, and then you're going to go to the Yichud with that Nunu. So for those 10 minutes of Yichud, we can rely on the Ramah. The Ramah says that there are many Rishonim all that Bizman are there. The whole idea of the Ksuba, the reason why you're not allowed to live with your wife without a Ksuba, you're not allowed to have Yichud without a Ksuba, the whole reason is because she should be secure, she should know that she's going to collapse. She shouldn't be nervous. So the Ramah quotes many talks and say that since Bizman are there, there's a chamber of irrigation, that you're not allowed to live with your wife without Korkor. So the wife is very secure anyway. There's nothing to worry about. He can't marry another wife and he can't get rid of her and the husband is stuck anyway. There's no problem. What the Rambam says, no, but we don't pass like that. We pass like that neither. Also, the Hashem is stuck in a shahara, even a short period of time. But the Rambam says that this man is there after the chair of the Rabbeinu Gershom. So there's nothing to be worried about. There's nishta as well yourself. So for the 10 minutes, if you're going to be in the Yichud room, they're not going to do anything anyway in the Yichud room. So I'm using yourself. You might have a year in the middle of the school later. She doesn't have to hold it all the time, but he has to have given her a ksuba that's being held for her by someone whom should exist somewhere in the Makam HaMishtam. Many years ago, I was at a Kachina, and I was one of the eight among the ksuba, and I didn't watch when the other eight signed. Apparently the other eight signed his name, and then he wrote eight. That's the minute you write your name, 20 by 28. So the other fellow wrote 20 by 28, Aleph Dalet. Instead of writing Aleph Dalet, he wrote Aleph Dalet.
Yeah.
I didn't notice what he did. So under the chuppah, there was a Hasidic Shirov who was reading the Ksuda Seyid from the beginning to the end. He gets to the last word. Stops the music. He made them, I don't know what happened. He made them get another Ksuda, they're filling on the Ksuda. I didn't know what happened. The answer was like, yes, what happened? And he makes me sign again, and made the other guy sign again. He spelled the word Eidor.
Spelled it out.
What if you spell the word?
There's a Thayrish in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to have the word A.
What if you put Shmei Eidor?
That's
the Varon. The Varon come up the Shulchan and you wrote a whole Shulchan.
The Chachila should be
connected. It may have took an hour and a half. It didn't take a day to mention it.
No. So there are three opinions in the Gemara. What's the halacha if a person is machmer like the Shammai's opinion? He stands up the dafka for Kriyas Moshe Shachar and he reclines when it's about, when it's time to recite Kriyas Moshe Shachar. So the first opinion was Rabbi Chelsko who presented it right to... Good, what's wrong? The Shammai never said it's prohibited to do like the Shammai. The Shammai never said it's prohibited to do like the Shammai. Do whatever he wants them to say, it doesn't matter. You can even do like the Shammai, it doesn't bother me. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that it's prohibited with the Rabbana. Says it's prohibited with the Rabbana to do like the Shama, and if he did, then Goyasu Lakum and I live in Yaita. The Mishnah Yankim says, Goyasu Lakum means that there's no heat in this, but you haven't gained anything, so what should you waste your time? You have your energy. If there's not going to be any kiyum, there's not going to be any heat anyway. And the third opinion, the Gemara says, Gorgifella, not my Yitzchok Omar, not only He says, Loyotzev by Klor means that you're not even Yotzev in Atayra, you're not either, whatever. Kayim Misa B'nei Shamayim. Megala Ponim Batara Shalak Halacha. He didn't act to demonstrate that the Pshat in the Chumash is Gishach B'chol means and a reclining position from Echad to stand up. Just like a person gets up and he starts interpreting the Torah reform, Rabbi gets up and he starts interpreting wrong. And what's the punishment? Misa B'nei Shamayim. So he says over here, one who demonstrates that the din is like Beisham against these tools, the false of Pshat and the Chumash, is Misa B'nei Shamayim. And how does he know that? Also, Kedivu Beisham, but Chayat Misa B'nei Shamayim. Doesn't mean that you go and you shoot him. It's not Misa B'nei Shamayim, it means Misa B'nei Shamayim. Where does he know this? Not. It says so in our Mishnah. Omer, Aftar, from many Yahisi, go about there, we learned the Mishnah, Aftar, from everyone's traveling on the road. He takes the liquor to the British Sham and he was machmal like a Shammai to decide to be a Shammai in a climbing position. And I was up and start calling all kinds of gangs to New York City, all kinds of,
muggers,
drug addicts, whatever. But he takes the liquor to the British Shammai, the Sikanti, the Asmi, Nipnei Halistim, and I put my life in danger because of the gangsters there. Amulai, Kedai Hayito Lapo, the Asnecha Shalvan, Talibah, they still. That is translated the word in the Mishnah. So the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah means something else. And that Mishnah comes up with a new interpretation. Pashup Shat in the Mishnah means like this. You're not permitted to put your life in danger in general. Nishmatim Yodha Nafsh Nishmatim, you might never let put your life in danger. Unless it's Abu Dizur, Gilei Raisa Shvicha Zom, to the Dim Yikwar, Yihar Yibal Yavar. But we're not dealing with one of the Gimel Avin at the Hamura, it's dealing with a normal case, the guy can say Kriya Shema. So you're not permitted to put your life in danger if you know. He discussed the Shadda, did he realize putting his life in danger? Didn't realize. But in the first one, said he probably didn't realize that he put his life. After he said Kriya Shema, then he realized what a foolish thing he did. He almost got killed. But the Shadda Maisi didn't realize. So the first Shadda Mishnah is like this. The Chachamim, what if a person commits suicide? So it says in Parashat Noach, Yachad Zimcha Noach Shesechem Edus. That if a person commits suicide, it's a funny sin, he's Chai Zitzim Dei Shamayim. That's enough to mean it, he's dead already. The Chai Zitzim Dei Shamayim, that's what the Minchah Filah is. What's enough to mean it? The guy's dead, so he says no. He says if you shoot somebody else, you're Chai Zitzim Dei Shamayim. But if you kill yourself, you're not Chai Mitzvah B'Dei Yodam. You're only Chai Mitzvah B'Dei Shamayim.
You're Chai Mitzvah
B'Dei Yodam. Yes. So what it means is that the Yodam HaNesham shall be punished. So he says, what's the difference whether you say that it's only Mitzvah B'Dei Yodam? Shamayim or Mitzvah B'Dei Yodam? They come because the fellow's dead. The real Mitzvah dead and you can't get it anyway. So he says, the Chatzah HaKimineh B'Dei Yodam to come later to have me. That's the Mechaz Chen HaZusar. While the fellow is committing suicide, he makes the Hezek someone else's property. So we pass an aloha that come later, the rabbi that you did an act for which you chai zika. You pass it from the hezik, that's only if you did an aver which the mechanium used to the yoga. But Mishu Dei Shemayim does not pass it from woman. If one is tannis, and you bring it out, come home, that courage pass it from woman, and the Gemara has machlek is abayi verov, in the beginning of Naira, in the beginning of Eilu Naira, the first week in Eilu Naira. What does the Mechonim Ben Hakone say? What the Mishu Dei Shemayim also passes more on the night. But we don't pass like the Mechonim Ben Hakone. Even that first, how should the Mishu Dei Shemayim know? The Hakino says, the Mechonim Ben Hakone has been against the Vezik. That is, while he's committing suicide, he has the Hezik Mammon. So you shouldn't think that killing someone else, killing yourself, is all the same thing that is Mishu Dei Yodam. No. If you kill yourself, it's all the Mishu Dei Shemayim, then there wouldn't be a Kamala Dei Yodam. Okay. So there is a din that you're not allowed to commit suicide and you're not allowed to put your life, not only shoot yourself but take pills and kill yourself. You're not allowed to put your life in danger. The person puts his life in sakana, he's miscarried an usher. If it turns out, like a person, I'm sure he starts swinging from the trees like Tarzan, he puts his life in sakana, then it turns out that he didn't get killed. So he attempted to do an avera. He attempted. He stopped him. Mechol, Tzach, Hazir, all of the other Tzach, he attempted to do an Aver, but he didn't do the Aver. What if the fellow Tzach attempted to lose his life, and he did lose his life? Then he Tzach Chayim Mitzvah Dei Shemayim for the Aver of committing suicide. So the first Tzach in the Mishnah, the first one in the Mishnah, so the first Tzach in the Mishnah is like this. A fellow puts his life in danger in order to recite Kriya Shema in a declining position. Or in order to recite Kriya Shema, period. Whatever. You're not allowed to. There's nothing that you're hurt by, you're not allowed to. That if he was talking to have lost his life because of the fact that he put his life in danger, Kedai Haisa Lacho Piatmecha, you would have deserved Kedai Nashmitza for the fact that you put your life in danger because that was improper. That's how one would have learned Shat in the Mishnah. כדאי, אור מולוי, די פול נצטן, על הלך פיין עד עשיו דם הבית, אין המשנה. כדאי נעיתו, לא יכול בי עצמך. If you would attack the Lord's delight to listen, would have killed you, you would have been chayv mitzvah b'day shamayim, because it was your own fault. Who told you to recline? Who told you to put your life in danger? Oh, the comes of Nachum by Yitzchak, and he says that that shot, that perhaps the pasuk shot, is not the pasuk shot. Because the last few words say, Shavar Tavir they killed. I don't think Zephar has used to mock about Nach, Shetikan to be'atmachon, that you put your life in shakon. It says, even if you know mitzvah, no shakon at all, One who does like Beis Shammai, one who demonstrates that he's following Beis Shammai is Megala Tonim HaTorah Shel HaKalom. It's like the former rabbi getting up and giving the Falshe Pshat in the Dini HaTorah. So there's Misa Beis Shammai for that alone. But in the event that he actually gets killed, so it's his own fault, so he's responsible for his own death, and it's like one who committed suicide. No! Shabbat HaTorah Beis Shil, that's the last mandala. Now Misa says, the death of Shat in the Mishnah. Also, Kedir Beishamai, Chai and Misa, Beishamayim, because of the Gal Panim HaKadosh Shel HaKalom. And the other Amaron apparently held that that's not Shat in the Mishnah. The first two Amaron held no. Kedai HaYisrael Lachu Be'atzmecha doesn't mean because of the Beishamai and Beishamai Beishamai. It means because he put his life in danger. I had to read the last four words in the Mishnah. Shabbat HaDir Beishamai. I don't know. Kedai HaYisrael Lachu Be'atzmecha Shetikam Tov Yatzmecha. I don't know. Okay. To be a Thomas, it was an exaggeration. It's a good one. A good one. But he wasn't allowed to. Put his life in Sakon. Mm-hmm. The same thing, that you're not allowed to put your life in Sakon, even to go a mitzvah. It's prohibited, even to go a mitzvah. Yes. Okay. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Bishacha, the Mishnah says in the bottom of Yudah Alman Aleph, Bishacha, when he davens Kriya Shema, Shal Shachris, Lubara Shayim, Lefalel, Yachas Lach Leho, he should recite the Kriya Shema in the context of the Bichas Kriya Shema. There's a special takana to recite the Kriya Shema in Bichas Ter. He should recite the two brachas before Kriya Shema and the one bracha after. Ugo Erev, when he davens Ma'ariv, Lubara Shayim, Lefaneho, Ushtayim Le'Akhara. We already learned the Gemara before that it's interesting. That really the Olam by Meir Gosa is only Shtayim Lachanel V'Yachas L'Akhareho. And the additional Brach of Hashkivein is really a separate Akhonet. It's not a separate Akhonet. And sometimes, we had before, sometimes you say some Brachas and you leave out the other Brach. You don't say Hashkivein, but you do say the Brachas Kriyashma. So it's not really four Brachas Kriyashma at night. There's three Brachas Kriyashma with Hashkivein and I took a separate Brach. Another Brach. It's really the same as the morning. Why is the Taka the same? So we discussed then that the three brachas really spell out the three themes contained in the three parshiyos of Krishna. There are only three. You see it from Shem Gula. Famously asked about the someone as the brother of Yisrael. It's about Yisrael from Shem Gula. The theme of the first parsha is Kabbalah from Alpha Sharmayim. What does that mean? Yichud Hashem? Yichud Hashem. What does it mean, Yichud Hashem? That very, Yitzhak Bari Choshes, that this belongs to God. When the sun starts to shine, and when the sun sets, and it gets dark outside, so the Umas Olam, many Umas Olam will tell you, they told us, that there must be a God of light and a God of darkness, who are fighting with each other, and He has Shlita, He has Mishalah. They keep on glitching, so we believe that it's not. So we say, Yimor has all of the days. You have to be Maske, Milas, Yom, Balai, Lavinas, 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 Yom. You have to say both in the daytime and in the nighttime that the same God who created the daytime created the nighttime. That's the theme that's contained in the first parasha of Shema. That's the theme of the bracha Rishayim of Krishma. The theme of the second bracha is Kabbalah Sol Torah, Levin HaTorah, and Yishiris HaMitzvah. That's the theme of Abba Rabba and Abba Sel. Torah, Mrs. Chutim, Mrs. Chutim, Mrs. Chutim, Mrs. Chutim, and the theme of the third parasha of Krishma is Guli, it is inside. That's the theme of the third bracha. So it's the same, it's parallel. The three brachas by Shachas, the three brachas by Marav are the same. They're different Nusach, but the same idea. And the bracha of Ashkenazi, that's a two-bit chapter of the bracha. That's another one. It's not that by Marav, four brachas of Krishna. It's really three, and Ashkenazi is an additional story. Can I get Kriyas Yamsu? The Gemara says Gula Richter, yes. Ben Yair said a little bit. Ben Yair said that on the night of Matis Becheres, they said Hashkivim. They prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please say to us that we don't die. And when they were dying, when the Mitzrim, when the first born, the Mitzrim was dying, so they were Mispala Hashkivim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night, when Matis Becheres occurred at night, so they were Mispala that it shouldn't affect them. Because that's what it means, it's a Gula Richter. But on the occasion of Matis Becheres, so Ben Yair says that it's connected with Kriya Temple. Sounds like all the seven, the four and nine, and the three in the morning. I wrote Bechus Kriyashma. I don't know. Rashi and Tosfos both quote this Yerushalmi. Rashi on the Mishnah quotes. The Pasuk says in Tirush Sheva by Yom Hilal Picho. We recite seven brachas every day. What seven brachas? On Shabbos and Yantar, the Shmonasa has seven brachas. On these days, the Shmonasa has 18, 19 brachas. The Yerushalmi says Sheva by Yom Hilal Picho is referring to the Bechus Kriyashma altogether. The three Bechus Kriyashma of Shabbos and the four of Arvi is not up to seven. So that's a good point. The way we're saying there are really only six Birchas Kriyashma with another brother took a chair.
Yeah.
I feel like it's because I've
said it. Maybe because it's less holy. It's good in the actual way to fulfill that dream of being on the table.
Could be. But it's still a little different than the others. You see, the one before still a little bit.
So it's a shiver by your mouth.
I heard him have like that, yeah. How many times did he say Kaddish every day? That's a little loose, I think. I don't think to be showing him that. And like your husband,
yeah. Who should say Kaddish? Hatzila or the Mishnah?
In the Mishnah Hatzila, how many times? What's the minimum number of Kaddish you have to have? Is seven. Yeah. But in the Gemara, it doesn't say that. Gemara just says, Yishlami just says about the Bichas Kriyash. So it says, V'shachar v'bar shtayim v'fana v'yachzach, v'er v'bar shtayim v'fana shtayim v'yachleo, achas arucho, v'achas kisoro. What does it mean? So Rashi says, Ashtayim v'achleo, the arv is koi. The Mishnah is referring to the two brachas that you recite after Kriya Shema when you got married. The first bracha is Emes v'yamuna, which is a long bracha. The next bracha is Hashkiveinu. So the Shtayim Le'achleo, the Meir that we just mentioned a second ago, one of those Shtayim is going to be a long bracha, Emes v'yamuna, and one of them is going to be a short bracha, Hashkiveinu. That's how Rashi goes. Then the Mishnah continues. Let's go according to Rashi. Makom Sham Alahara and Rashi. Look at it. With the Makom Sham Alahara, Emes v'yamuna has to be a long bracha. He's not allowed to abridge it. Makom Sham Alahara. What's that Hashkiveinu? It's supposed to be a short bracha. He's not permitted to make it a long bracha. That's how Rashi translates the words in the Midrash. The Taisa says, very shver. One kasha is that we say piyutim. Taisa says, they always say piyutim. So sometimes they would add on so many piyutim in the middle of Hashkiveinu. That Hashkiveinu would become just as long as Emunah. So how can you say, Mok Mishama Lekaser, Eina Vashoy Lahar? We do it all the time. Then we have another kasha. What do you mean? Makom Sham Alahara. And if I show the kasha, then we're going to have to be long and have a lot of bridges. They say to the Shemeshi Gemara, the Kamon. The Kamon is actually solid on the base. The Gemara says that some people have the practice when they got married, they abridge them to the Amuna. They said to Kitsanim, it's three lines. Instead of saying a long Amuna, the way it's printed in our Siddur, they said it got to three lines and it was shorter than Hashkiveinu. So how can Rashi interpret the Mishnah, Makom Sham Alahara, and if I show the kasha? So it's an Emes v'yamuna, you're not allowed to bridges, you're not allowed to elongate Hashkiveinu. Elongate Hashkiveinu, we do it all the time. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to be Mekaser. Emes v'yamuna, the Gemara, they did it all the time. Then they said, furthermore, they don't understand the whole of the first statement. What do you mean? Achas, aruch, avasta. One is very long, one is very short.
It's so much longer. What does long and short mean anyway?
How many words? That's how Rashi learns. Long and short means how many words? The Taisa says, it's so much longer. Hashkiveinu is pretty long also. Hashkiveinu is a little Taitake in the text. Emes v'yamuna is so much longer. That's called Arucha. They say that the Tosefta on this Mishnah, the Tosefta always elaborates on the Mishnah. So the Tosefta lists off what the Bracha Tzara. So it says, all of Bichas HaNitzah, all of Bichas HaNedin. That's a Bracha Tzara. Can I have a few more examples? That's a Bracha Tzara. So from the reading of the Tosefta, it would appear that Hashkiveinu is also Bracha Arucha. Would you say that that's a Bracha Tzara? So they don't like Rashi's
chair. Only the Shevin don't like Rashi's
chair. That what? Oh, that's how other Rishonim, right? That's how the other Rishonim say that. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that Hashkiveinu is a bracha k'tzara, Dina has more than one thing. Hashem is a bracha tzara, and then the Emunah is a bracha aruba, because this is longer than that. So Shai says, what do you mean, a little bit longer? It can't be that that's a tzara, that's an aruba. And it can't be that you're not allowed to be mikatsu. You are allowed to be mikatsu, you can't be you're not allowed to elongate it. You do it all the time. So they don't like Rashi. So what are you going to learn if you don't like Rashi? So the Rabbi Nitzan gives an alternate shot. What did Rabbi Nitzan say? So there were four versions of what the Rabbi Nitzan said. He said all four. Rabbi Nitzan, every couple of years, gave another shot in the Mishnah. So Sakako, if you look through all the Mishnahs that they quoted Rabbi Nitzan had four different interpretations. One thing he knew for sure, he didn't like Rashi's shot. Didn't like his grandfather's shot. He said that can't be. So he gave four different interpretations in the Mishnah. And the most popular one of the about two of them. One is the way he Taisus here quotes, and one is the way that Rabbeinu Yehuda quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Completely different. The Taisus says, the mirror of the Rabbeinu Tam, they quote all the Tashis that we mentioned, the Piyutim, and then you Makata them in the Amunah, and how much longer is it? And the Amunah is not that much longer than Hashkimenu, and the chapters of those lists, Hashkimenu is a Brachot Torah. But if your Brachot Torah is only Brachot Torah, Shabbat Kenem HaKoylam, another three words. First thing I'll go, Shachon Yimit Vah, Mashi Lachon Yimit Vah, that's all. But if it's Hashkivena, that's already a Brocha Rucha. So he doesn't like Rashi's shot. How do you read the Mishnah? How do you go right there? So Taisus, if you're quoting all the Kashis in the last six lines in the Taisus, they say, the Nirim of Rabbeinu Tam, the Hakol Kori, are MS the Amuna. Rabbeinu Tam, this version of Rabbeinu Tam says like this. The Mishnah says, by my Rebbe Davin, my Rebbe say, Bechad Kriyashma, Shtayim Le'akreah. What is the Shtayim Le'akreah? Emes Yamuna and Hashkiven. This Emes Yamuna. Akas Aruch or Akas Tzor. If Asta Beri can make it long, it can make it short. It doesn't mean one of the two brachas shel Akras has to be long and one of the two brachas has to be short. But it means that you have the option. The Emes Yamuna, if you want, you can say the text that's printed in the Siddur, the long version. Like the income tax, you can have a long version, short version. You can have either the Akas Aruch or Akas Tzor. You can have a long version of Emes Yamuna, you can have a short version. Equally acceptable, whatever you want to do, as it says in the Gemara, and that's your Dalit, and the Gemara, and that's got it from the Mishnah. How does the Gemara know that you're allowed to bridge the Nusach of Emes Emunah? The Chaklau, Matez, the Tavach HaChomin, and the Bracha, you're not allowed to be Mishana. But the answer is no, it says in the Mishnah. If I look about the Ksar, if you want, you can be Mekatzer, if you want, you can be Marek. What happens to the principle of a Matez, the Tavach HaChomin, the Bracha is, you're not allowed to be Mishana, so the Rashboi, that is a long, long, long Rashboi here. Goes for a few columns long. So the Rabbi Reb Akash says, he says, no, you see, it would appear from the Gemara that there's no specific text of the Brachas, but the Chachamim Institute. You can add lids, you can add, you can take off. There are certain things that have to be mentioned. In every Brachas, there are certain ideas that have to be mentioned. And if you look through the Gemara will spell out which of these things. And once you mention those things, it's good. So if you want, you can leave out the rest. If you want, you can say the rest. If you want, you can add on more. That doesn't matter. As long as you mention those things. And the Shaman of Beresh, the Tavach HaChomim, the Tavach HaChomim, he didn't say the correct thing that the Chacham required. Comes to Achasim, and instead of saying the Shevet Bracha, she thinks the Chachamim, he's going to say a Bracha for Russian Jews, a Bracha for the Jews in Israel, a Bracha for the Jews in South America, a Bracha for the Jews in South Africa. That's called the Shaman of Beresh Chacham. He's going to say Shevet Bracha, and each Bracha is going to have a different thing. That's called the Shaman. But if he says the same thing that the Chacham of Mesakeh, he said Mr. Hashka, Mr. Fran, Mr. Hitler, that's Lomal, it doesn't matter. As long as you have the right thing, you can say whatever word you want. That's how the Rashbo interprets over here, the Tinus of Inatar. Achas Anucha, Achas Ktara, whether he says it by Richas or he says it to Kitzler, is perfectly okay. So this is one of the four interpretations of the Rabbi Inatar. Huh? And it goes on Emes Yamun. That's how he says it goes on Emes Yamun. And Stein Machler, and who had the name? He could have done a Mashkimen. Yeah. Like the Rabbi Inatar says that we had Antiyutim, so he says, the Mishnah says,
and it's been going long before.
Yeah.
Before and after. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. It'll be the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, why did he pick that kind of motivation?
Yeah,
right. But it means it goes on the long process, on a multi-lachman aret, that you're not allowed to say by Rishis, but he's talking about a long block anyway, so you can say either very long or short, whatever you want. Achas Aruba, those are all the blockers that are long, you can say it as long or as short as you should.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a lot of words of Mishmas that are edited by some
later,
right.
So that's what these Rishonim will follow the Rabbeinu Tam, they say, Hadosh, take the version of the Mishmas, that's perfectly alright, Mutalahatchil. Arif Aruch Rashto, there's nothing wrong. You have the option of banning out as much as you want. This is one of the four interpretations that the Rabbi Natan gave. Then you look, some Achrenim didn't realize that there are four versions of what the Rabbi Natan said, that they had tremendous difficulty. So the ear says this, now the ear says that. And that's like some doesn't point it out, that if you look carefully, at four different times in his life, he gave four different interpretations. He just realized that Rashi's shot was wrong. And he just wasn't sure what the correct shot is. The different kufas, he gave different shots. So this is one shot. And then the Rabbeinu Yair quotes in Gansen a different version of what the Rabbeinu Yair did. That's Rabbeinu Yair Kif Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, what's Rabbeinu Tam? It's a bit, he gave Rabbeinu Yair. But he says in the Kodesh, the Yair Kif Tam, the Yashay Baholim, and Rashi quotes in the Medesh, he used to sit in the Holish Altar, he used to sit and learn. But the Rabbeinu Yair Kif, Rashi's grandson, used to sit and learn. And so they called him a nickname, he called him Rabbeinu Tam. And he had a Talmud also, whose name was Rabbeinu Yair Kif, who also used to sit and learn, so they called him also Rabbeinu Tam. He had a Talmud, Rabbeinu Tam, and a Talmud called Rabbeinu Tam. The same thing, he wrote the Shadrach Meshulach Min HaShemayim. He got chalomet, and in his dreams, he's always thinking of learning, and he's always asking the angels, what's the din, what's the Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam. But if you say Pius, you shouldn't say five, what is the Chazan answer, but you have to go to Mikveh before you know all the big issues of a Machlagi. And the Malachim always answered in a poetic style, and you never know what they answer. It's the same with that Tavela, but we saw it, Shadrach most of the answers are very vague. Most of the time he says, I'm not myself all a brocha, you should always do this, what I've said, the Malachim always parties on the issues. Once in a while they gave a straight answer, but most of the time they didn't give it. So he was also known as Rabbi Natan. He was also called Rabbi Yaina. He used to call him Rabbi Natan. So the Rabbi Yaina, this Mishnah, was a different version, the other version of the Rabbi Natan. For those who have the Rabbeinu should be on page 10. And there is, it's not paying on the day. Page 10, he lists up all the kashas, how do you say to Yutim, and how are you in the kasha? Mishim Hachi, Tirej, he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, he has all these kashas. Yes. On the bottom of Hey Amad Aleph, the second line from the bottom. First he quotes Pirish Rashi Zal, quotes Rashi's Chad. Then he quotes the second line from the bottom of the Hikshal, the Rabbeinu Yankiv Zal, that's the Rabbeinu Tamir, Sakasha and Rashi. Yes, he lists off all the Kashas that we're familiar with. And then he says, on Amad Day, he finally says, Mishim Hachi, Pirish, the line begins, it's around the seventh line from the top. It begins with those words, Mishim Hachi Tirej, and that's why the Rabbi Natan said the following Shah. Rachat Aruchah, Rachat Tetzara, Ratzalai, Mishim Yirta, Yarachbem, Mishim Yirta, Yikatzebrem. Oh, no, that's the same. That's the same as what they said.
Yes,
Yikatzebrem. See, the Rabbi Natan is exactly the same as this, right? But the Rajbuk quotes. Rajbuk quotes the other version, one of the other versions of the Rabbi Natan, that he said a different shot. But now we're starting a new paragraph. The mission is to be read like this. Everybody's time up and I stand back. Period. Now the mission goes. Achas Aruch over Achas Kitzor. Whether you're dealing with a short bracha or you're dealing with a long bracha, we have the following statement to tell you. Malkam Shom is the new paragraph. It doesn't go on the Lel Koi. Rashi and the Rabbi Natan, as we have it, says it goes on the Lel Koi. I can say, well, sorry, the Hemshah of what we said before. And this version of Minatam says, no, goes on to the common code. Shtam lach leho, sit. No, Pasuk is the end of the target. And that starts a new Mishnah. Achaz Aruch, Achaz Tzor has the same meaning. Whether you're dealing, with a long brach, or you're dealing with a short brach, you have the following halacha to tell you. Namely, colon, Mokhm Shom Lahare, Chenu Asher Lekater. Lekater, Chenu Asher Lahare. What does that mean? That goes on a real brach of Tzor. Hashki Reinu is a brach Aruch. And if the ask them, what is that they brought our Rukha? What's called the Brachat Tzara? The Sefer tells you, Mamisha, one line Brachat Tzara. Ako, Hamoiti, Brichat Hamitra, Brichat Hanayin. Those are Brachat Tzara. So on that, on those Brachat Tzara, the Mishnah tells you this cloud. You're not allowed to convert the Brachat Tzara into a Brachat Rukha. You're not allowed to convert the Brachat Rukha into a Brachat Tzara. And what is a Brachat Rukha? Yeah. They made it sure that it's still going to be a Brach HaRukha. A wife is a Brach HaRukha, but now that Rabbi Yoyin is still being on the rest of this chart, the definition of Brach HaRukha and Brach HaTzara is like you said before, like the Rambam, Rabbi Yoyin, it doesn't depend on how many words there are.
If it has more than 9 words, it's on me. Baruch Atah Hashem, we're saying Melech Atah Hashem, and Luz and Dvarai. Must be like 10 words. It must be 10 words. There's no such thing if it has more than 10. Let's say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rakeinu, Melech, Ha'olam, Hashem, Rishon, Bishishot, Rishon, Aram, Tivon, Olavarach, Het, Amma, Yishon, Bihavu. It's how many words? 17 words. You're going to say, that's a pretty long brother. You're going to say, anything that has more than 17 words, it's all, no, there is no such law. So the Rambam, the Rilei, the Rambam, the Yopos, a bracha that contains more than one theme is a bracha al-rufa. Bracha that only contains one theme, a bracha al-mit, a bracha al-mit, it only contains one theme. We praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he gave us this mitzvah. We praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he gave us this mitzvah. If it only contains one theme, then it's called a tzara. You can't have too many words, but there is no limit to how many words. And a bracha that contains more than one theme, that's how we can call the bracha al-rufa. So emes, the yadkid, emes, the amuna, will always remain a bracha al-rufa. Even if you were rigid, it's still going to remain a bracha al-rufa, because it's always going to contain more than one theme. And then the Mishnah continues. Lachdom, sometimes you have a chassim at the end, sometimes you don't. That's all the Hatzadi. That's what the Rambam and Rosh Hashem says, all the Hatzadi. When do you have a chassim at the end, sometimes you say a long whistle and then you repeat. Baruch Hatzah Hashem, go out, you throw it at the end. When do you repeat Baruch Hatzah Hashem at the end? Shema Mishnah, if you can, if the Baruch contains more than one thing, then you have to have a chassim at the end. If the Baruch only has one thing, Shahakam, you did well right. So you're going to say again, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shachem, word, same thing. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kenan Alcham, Shaker Hashem, Tosho, Lohaniyah, Filin, then you're going to have a Chassim. Baruch Atah Hashem, how are you going to say it in a bitch form? Shaker Hashem, Tosho, Lohaniyah, Filin, same thing. So whatever. The Baruch only has one thing, then you don't have a Chassim again. The Chassim don't just be repeat the exact same thing. Whatever, the Baruch has more than one thing, then you sum it up, and you repeat part of the theme in the end. 19.
I don't think so. Think about Marcus Bechoris, Piyas Yamsu, then we speak about during all the generations. We speak about the past and about the present and about the future.
I think so.
Speak about all of those. That's considered more than one thing.
So again, so what's the other version of in the time? We'll just not speak two versions. The others are not going to get along. So the other version of Inutam that the Rashba calls, the Rabbeinu Yonah calls the same as Inutam, but the Rashba calls another version of Inutam is saying that this is after the common code. Time, when it says time, like real period, then Achas Arucha, Achas Arucha means whether you're dealing with a short bracha or a long bracha, call in, you have to observe the following good name, Baruch Hashem Alach and Hashem Alachasim. But it doesn't tell you the Mishnah isn't prohibiting Piyutim. Rashi learns that the Mishnah is prohibiting Piyutim. That you're not going to take pious in the middle of Hashgimena because you're going to make it into a bracha Arucha. And Rabbi Nathan says, it can't be, they all said Pilate. Most of the Bali are said to say Pilate.
That's himself
yeah. Yeah. That's what prompted Rabbi Nathan to give these alternate shotims to avoid having an esoterish Mishnah that's saying that you're not allowed to say Pilate. That was a machlekes throughout all the generations. Well, you're allowed to say Pilate or not. I remember the Rabbi's brother, the Shmuel Kalanetsky, once told us that Rabbi Chaim didn't allow any Pilatim, even Marobis. Many communities of Lavusha, and many communities they said Marovis in Birchas Kriyas Shema Mairis, but in Chachris they didn't allow any to use them in Birchas Kriyas Shema because they were afraid that they would miss Man Kriyas Shema. On Mairis you're not going to miss Man Kriyas Shema, you have to have service, and the Chazir is not going to go over for a moment, because people are going to go home to eat. Even on Yom Kippur, they're still going to go home and go to sleep, because there's no Chashash that he's going to stay to eat and the rest of the Chazir. But in the morning, if the Chazir sings a little too much, in a couple of minutes you can miss this month Christmas. So the Rush says that's why there was a meeting in many communities that Tiyutin and Myrick they would allow and Michael's Christmas and Tiyutin and Shachar they wouldn't allow. And others held no, based on the Rashi, the Torah quotes told Makhlaikis, you should have enough, Makhlaikis is good. And the Rav Chaim didn't allow any Tiyutin even in Myrick. The Rav Shmuel Kalanetsky told us that Rav Chaim died in the middle of the summer. I think in the end of August. And right after he died, came the first Yantar that came was looking for the Zionist in Chazeli. Was there in Briz, so he already announced that for that young they already went back to the old meeting. And it always was in all communities, that they always said Marobu. And also, some communities they said Tiyuchim and Shachar, but also another community not. And in Briz they always said Marobu, they said not. Only called Mar, Rav Chaim was there, he didn't allow. And the very young are following Rav Chaim's Sephira, but since the Zelig said they should go back to the old practice, that they should go back to say the Marobu. There was on many issues like that, when there was the new role. In reverse the stock of the previous law, Mishnah Steve? No, there's no such a lot of it, just because the previous law is up to the Zari, so that's why it has to remain the Yarmulke.
time to give up all such as such as. The Rav told us, in fact, I might say that for years, the Balabat and the Brit were interested in planting trees outside in the Chasa Beis HaKnesses to beautify the area. The Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, quotes that there's a din, Lachita Lach Hashem Kalei Seis on Mitzvah Hashem, and the Chasa Beis not committed to plant the tree, not only Hashem, but Hashem Avar Yizor. The Rambam says he plants any tree, and the Azor is an East. So there's a Dirish from Abdavid Amor, one of the Dirish outside him on the Rambam. Makaris Amish only spoke in that Dirish. It's available in print, I never saw it. That's why the Moshe Lord is quoting the series of Gavra Arno. So the Rabbi Kivegi quotes, and this series he writes, and this did apply to a Pesach Knesset also. But since we assume Migdosh is Tiro, Moira Amig, that he can apply to a Pesach Knesset, instead of a Mitzvah Shmiyad, then we carry over many of our lockers of Pesach Amigdosh to the Pesach Knesset as well. So Gavra Arno said that it's not proper to plant trees in the Chos of Pesach Knesset. If you built the shul in the trees, were there already, that would be to chop down the trees. But yes, you already have established the shul, it's not proper to plant trees in the Chos of Beis HaKnesses on the outside. So the Balabat and the Brit were interested in beautifying the area, so it looked a little empty, yeah. So before Rav Chaim Eppes, I think the Rav said two Rabbanim, before, I think he said one was Katnel, I forgot already the name. He said the one immediately before, the one before him, they didn't allow it because Rabbi Kiveger caused this Rav David Amor. And after they died, and Rav Chaim became the Rav Chaim, he said he knew what the tradition was, he said he reversed the stuff. He said that it's wrong, that it doesn't make any sense.
If you're allowed to.
In every community it was like that. Whenever a rabbi take over, he would always change the nusach of Shana. He would come and always change certain stories. And they weren't worried about the tradition. In the Gemara you have like that. Seven Gemara stuff, and he says, Kovman, that I'm alive, you follow me. After I die, you follow the other son of the past. Sikhan, Guru Shri, is
one son. They had a son, yes, when they followed Akim,
Zog the Gemara Maimon Baruch. What exactly is the Nusach of the Birchas of the Birchas Kriyas Shema? Rashi is first going to deal with the Kriyas Shema Shol. The Birchas Kriyas Shema Shol Shach. The Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Oishi, Yes, Rabbi Baruchas." When you down the shacharis in the morning, you have to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu that He's the one who makes nighttime also. Zog the Gemara. Why should you speak about Choshek in the morning? Speak about life. Great Gemara, the name of why don't we say yes, you know, the very no God, no God, it's right, it's right.
Well, you have to talk about dark. That's just something for, no God, no.
Same thing.
Really?
Yeah, different aspects of work. The Gemara wants to know, what do you have to talk about Choshek in the daytime? Choshek is a negative thing. What do you have to talk about Choshek? And for the Gemara, Kirch Shidkorn, what do we say the way it says in the Pasuk and the Pasuk in Yeshayah? It's very controversial. Same thing tomorrow, and every time you say exactly what it says in the Pasuk, you know, there's a shine a little bit, you change a little bit. Elam, the Yat is Tzom, what about Hosea Shalom Avari Sakoyo? Mikra Aminikin, the Pasuk says Hosea Shalom Avari Ra. And we change Hosea Shalom Avari Sakoyo. So the answer is, what Elam? Sigra, Krinan Hakoyo, Lishnam Aliyo. We change the Nusach of the Pasuk in order to say Aloshin, Aloshin the Key, a nice Aloshin. Dachan Amilayim, no God, what do you have to talk about Dachan? And did my name. That's significant, that's important, that's the whole idea of Yichud Hashem, that there's one God, even though it looks like there's so many spirits in Teva, we believe that it's the same being who made all of these contradictory things. To us, if they're contradictory, I leave them, it's not contradictory. So the Gemara says, where exactly do we do that? This way, and Amida Kwaila Bayom Kiri Amin just said, yes, we're very Choshek, he said Choshek. And Amida Yom Balayla, Hechem Hashkaf, so where do you say Amaris? Amar of our Rav really mentioned the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom creates the daytime also. Amar Abayi, we say, so the Rav is in the Chesha, if they are, we add on, when it comes the morning, the same boy we heard him, who made nighttime, make the daytime also. Second one, the Yidach, what's the second difference, Kriyashna, Shal Shachar? So this one says, the Machlek is what the Nusach should be. When he should say, Abba Rabba, Abba Soilo. Amar Rav, you don't know Shmuel's opinion when you say Abba Rabba. The Chen Orle, Rav Lezer, the Rav Kedosh Terei, Rav Lozar, who is, Rav Lozar was a Talmud of Rav, that's what it was. Rav Lozar was a Talmud of Rav Yechanan. Rav Lozar lived in Israel, was a Talmud of Rav Yechanan. the blood needs to talk and also I have a rub. And Tanya on the help that it's a machwink is not a man. The first time it says, hey, I'm not a servant, I'll say I have a rabbi. But now we have a servant. So Shmuel and the blood are passed in like the braces that you say, I have a rabbi. But it is a machwink is not a man. When you say I have a rabbi, I have a servant. What's the issue? Because there are psukim in both directions. Sometimes, because it's always love towards the name, so it's described as Abba Rabba, sometimes it's described as Abba Shalom. Abba Shalom, I have to call him a Shabbat Chosha. So since you have Abba Shalom and Abba Shalom, you can always lose the Hatsila, it's supposed to be based on Rishon and Satana, that's the cloud that the Rishon has to be based on Yuz Gemara. Another Gemara is, the Abba Shalom and the Madi, all of this, you put them like the Rishon wrote, and the Siddur and the Nusach Hatsila, are all based on the premise, that every word in the tefillah, every word in the brach, in the Shemoneh Esrei, is based on the Lashon HaTanach. So here you have all the Shemoneh HaTanach, you have Abba Rabba Rabba Shalom. So that's the Machlokes Amorim. How do we pass in Allah on the Maaseh? So there's a Machlokes between the Chachmei Sforad and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Machlokes in this, that's probably the Ashkenaz. The Tosfos on the top says that the Ruch, the Gemara doesn't have, we don't have a Maskon in the Gemara. The Tosfos says that the Ruch, the Ashkenaz says, they make a compromise. That the Shachat, you say, Abba Rabba, the Maaseh, we say Abba. And the Riv presents the Nusach Zaz, and he says, no, that you say Abba Shalom, that you always say Abba Shalom, same by Yom, same by Laila. Why? Shmuel says that you say Abba Rabba, but the Bryce presents a Machlokes, where Abba Nam, Abba Shalom. So it sounds like it's a Machlokes, Yachad Berabim, the Tanakama argues with the Rabbanim, so Yachad Berabim, how long is the Rabbi? I think more later is going to say Abba Rabba. He says that Shmuel. Shmuel keeps on saying Abba Rabba. That's more than Shikas holds Abba Rabba. But the Rish says we don't pass him like that. We pass him in Abba Sarah. This is a flood. You only say Abba Sarah. Is that a flood to Shmuel? Abba Sarah.
Yes.
That's what the must be a flood. The Lord doesn't talk, but I think the must be a flood is for Abba Rabba also. The Darshanim used to say, the Rav said over that, the Darshanim used to say that why did we make the compromise the way Taita says that at night I can say Abba Shalom, and one night I say Abba Rabba, one I make Bakir, it's not such a strong kasha, we want to use both in his clothes, and we're going to make a compromise, so we make a compromise, one time I say Abba Shalom. Yeah, it's not really a kasha, Is there any reason for that? That's what the Rav said over the Sifri Adrush, they have like that. The Gemara has on the next daf, towards the bottom of the next daf. Kol shemar ha'emes v'yad v'shach ha'emes amun ha'emes v'yot v'tech ha'vat v'shenem v'lach v'bayk ha'zdecho v'em v'nosh ha'paleo. So the Gemara says that by Boker you speak of l'haki v'bayk ha'zdecho and by Laila you speak about emunah. So based on that verse, by Laila we say the same bracha of Zwal Yisroa, you see it inside, the bracha immediately following Kriyashma, that by Boker we say Nusach Emes Biyatis, and Balada we say Emes Emes. What's the chilis between Babak and Balada? Why is the Rishin and Rosh? So then the Sifrei Drush, they put this together with this Tosfos and they explain as follows. So Zerach HaDrush, that Laila is representative of the years of Golos. And Boker, they try to represent it of the years when things are shining, keep it put up. And the sun is shining and nice and sunny. You're not suffering Golos. So Balada, when the Jews are suffering in Golos, you have to have a lot of them in it. We speak about them as the Amunah. We believe in Gula, we believe in the Baruch Hu. We believe it's dark, we don't see any Gula. A lot of stars is fighting Redisus, so we believe. And at daytime, you don't have to say Amunah. You see it's there, the sun is shining. You have a Beit HaMikdash, you have a Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem. So that's why perhaps the Gemara was Meshach and the Nusach of Emes. Emes the Amunah. By Laila, during the years of Golos, he says the Amunah that Kol Yisrael has in the Baruch Hu. And by Yom, you don't have to stress the Amunah because it's, you see it's the Chush. But that's the distinction between Abba Rabba and Abba Sarlo. What does Abba Rabba have fun? It refers to the Abba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon Knesset Yisrael. So the Baruch Hu acts towards us differently depending on the way we act towards Him. The way we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's our Chaim HaLoz and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we act towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way He will act towards us. So during the years when the sun is shining, when Klal Yisrael has the good years, then there's an Abba Rabba. There's a tremendous Abba. Then there's an Abba Gluya. The Baal HaTanya writes like that in the Tanya. There's an Abba Gluya. The Klal Yisrael have a lot of Abba. When you have the years of Golos, when you have the Laila,
there is an Abba Hamas and Terrace. There is an Abba Salem, there's an everlasting Abba that we have even if things are bad, and even if we don't really demonstrate the love so much, but deep down in the heart of every Jew, there is a tinsula yid, there is what the Balatani calls the Abba Hamas and Terrace that we call Abba Salem. So that's why, that's why Balayla, when we're representing the years of Golos, they just made a compromise like that, but then you say, Abba Salem. Abba is not really an Abba Rabba. The Jews don't really demonstrate that much Abba to us about the struggle. But things are not going right. And by all, when you have, they come into it, and so on, everything is fine, not doing the years of Golos, then you say that this is an Abba Rabba. Even though the Abba Rabba, Abba Salem is speaking about the Rabbanish one with love towards Bnei Yisrael. Abba Salem Hafton, Abba Rabba Hafton, but not speaking about the Rabbi. So that's what the Darshan Maran, Kemayim Hafton, Lafanim, Kemayim Hodim, Hodim. The way we love Hashem Shiloh HaJajin Inecho. If the person, that's how they quote from the Chaim Elozen who writes like that, and the Baal Shem says something like that. Hashem Shiloh HaJajin Inecho, the Baal Shem is like a shadow. But if I wave my right hand, then the shadow waves the right hand to me. I wave my left hand, and the shadow, of course, shadow is just a reflection of what I'm doing. So too, Hashem Shiloh HaJajin Inecho, so the Baal Shem acts towards us the exact same way we act towards him. When we are right in the center shore, we have a lot of Abba Rabba, and he shares a lot of Abba Rabba on us. We just have an Abba Hamas to terrorize, and he only shows his Abba Hamas. He doesn't show an Abba Hamas. That's what they say out there.
Abba Rabba is going to
I just thought of a short mind of there is a pasuk in the end of Parshas Afrimo, where at the end of the list of the Yisuri Erebor, that the Torah says we have to be very careful to observe all of these, even all the Talmud, because we shouldn't violate Melech, and Avodah Zarah, and Mishkan Zachar, and all of the Gilei Arayos that are mentioned, because Kibuchol Eile Nismu Havei Hashani Mishaleach Mitzneichem, the Umas Oilam, who lived in Eretz Yisrael were chased out of Eretz Yisrael because of these violations. When we enter Eretz Yisrael, we better observe these. We better not violate all of these others, or we will be chased out of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban has a famous comment on this pasuk. What does it have to do with Eretz Yisrael? If you're speaking about Nitzel Chasuyas Vaharis, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But the Torah says, it's better, when going to Eretz Yisrael, better be careful to preserve the Mitzvah of Holy Israel, the Truma, the Mitzvah, and the Shemitah, and the Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk says in the Torah, that Bnei Yisrael was chased out into Golus because of the fact that they didn't observe the Shemitah. The Gemara makes a whole calculation, how the 7 years of Golus bubble, the Mechulim can edit the Shemitah and the Yerushalayim, that they didn't observe during the period of Bnei Yisrael. But if he's talking about Avodah Zarah, and Gilui Arayos, and Mishkan Zachar, and Moila, what does it have to do with Eretz Yisrael? These are Chayyus Hakuf. Eretz Yisrael is all over the world, so what's that if you look at Eretz Yisrael? But Rabban says, no, you see, from this pasuk and other psukim also, that the Ikar Makom for all the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, even for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Ninayach, even for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Ninayach, the Ikar Makom for the Shmiras HaMitzvahs is really in Eretz Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Alekei Ha'aretz, Eretz Yisrael is Alekei Ha'olam, but he's also Alekei Ha'aretz, and Eretz Yisrael is called the Talmud Shal Melech. Yerushalayim is the Hiram Lucha, that's the capital of the Rabbanu Shalom's little Malucha, that he's, although he's talking to the Melech HaKol HaOlam, Melech HaKolam, but the Meyucha, he's the Melech HaNeret Yisrael. And therefore, there's more of a kseder for a person who violates any other area in Eretz Yisrael than if he violates that area of Yisrael. That's the famous comment that the Ramban has regarding Yankis. That is, if Yankis observes the scheme of Avinu Korot HaRakula, and we assume that Yitzchak and Yankis and some also did, back in the Yankee passing in Irish Day Achoyo, it's a passage of the Yisraelim Achoyim discussed. So the Ramban suggests that since Koyde Matan Tayre was the Tayre Tayre Mitzvah of the Yates, he wasn't the student, but they volunteered. But he says the only volunteer that he gets is, he says, some of the only volunteers to keep these mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, that's the Yikam Mokam for the Shemitah, and the Chutzlar it's not. And he suggests, may high time, and maybe that's why Rachel died, as they were about to enter back into Eretz Yisrael, because when he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael, he's not committed to remain married to two wives. So he married first Leah, and then Rachel was married second. The devotion had to cause Rachel to die, they shouldn't be married to both. And that's how the Ramban comments on the Rashi, in commenting on the Kriya Shema, that it says in the second parashah in Kriya Shema, that we should be careful, we shouldn't violate our Mitzvah. Start a lot of things on Achera, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us into Golus. A lot of them, Achera, Me'al Ha'aretz HaTayva,
And then it says, if Shachman knows all your decha, but how you must have published in your decha. So Rashi quotes from Mr. Frey, that even after you sent him to Golis, he should still be careful to observe the Mishnah Sotera, as the Pasuk, as the Nami says, Hashiva lost the unit. What does it mean? So it says, in the Sifrei's comments on that Pasuk, you should continue to observe the Mishnah and Chutzlores, so that when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, anu, shouldn't be kechadosh and bein echem. You should continue to keep the Mishnah and Chutzlores to train yourself like Chino, like in Mechana Chakotin, so that when he grows up, you should continue to do the Mishnah and Chutzlores, so that when we return to Eretz Yisrael, we should know how to do this. So the Mepharshim has come and asked you, what do you mean? Do you not only Chinuris? Rashi is talking about Tzilin and Mezuzah here. That's right, men are terrible, Chutzlores. What do you mean? It's only Tzilin, it's only a rent. So the Gaon claims that if a misprint in Rashi is a misprint in the Zizrei, it really should say Trumas and Maishlis. You should continue to observe Trumas and Maishlis from Chutzlores until that Bonham. Today, when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, there shouldn't be Chadosh and Yenech. And the printer wrote a Rashi Tevis, Trumas and Maishlis, he wrote Chutzlores men. And then later on, a later printer thought that Tzav HaMen is filling the mezuzah. That's how they quote in the name of the Zomazam. But the Ramban says that it's not so. Ramban has a gear like we have in the Sifrei. The Pasuk goes on filling the mezuzah. In Pasha Tzvishma, it's talking about filling the mezuzah. How do you acquire our line with Shumas and Mises? So the Ramban says, no, it goes on filling the mezuzah. And even though it's a Chayr Zagut and it's nice in Atayra all over the world, that's still the Ika Mokam for Shmiras HaMitzvah. Even for the Shem and Mitzvahs in Ebeach, I'm with the Zohar and Jirah Arayis, even for those Mitzvahs, you can walk before Shem and Yisrael Mitzvahs with Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pauk and Shom.